Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, from your Seattle Police Department officers, John Huber and Jake Masterson in the studio joining us. Yes. It's been a while.
Yes, sir, it has.
John, how long has it been?
I think it was 2007 when we...
Was it 2007?
That makes
18
sense.
18 years ago.
Yeah. All right. When Ben was here.
If that's right.
If we're correct.
Ben got pissed drunk and slept on Ted's floor.
What did we What did we give him? What was
a
he
bottle
drinking?
Of Jameson.
It
Ooh.
Was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But that was, you know... Ben didn't start drinking too much before you guys got in. I think it was during the segment, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Well, and they
during it.
I don't know how the weed one is, but you had like the goggles too that made it seem like you were impaired.
We do have what we call them drunk goggles.
Yeah,
and we do have those. They kind of simulate it a little bit.
Right.
It's not. You can make adjustments as you go. But
he couldn't pass the test at the beginning. But I think you guys encouraged him to keep drinking.
We did.
Thus, he ended up on my floor.
Did you? Yeah. Did you know what happened at the end of that? The end of that night.
No, I don't.
Well, I guess we got him home somehow to Ted's place.
Well, we used to live across I-5 from the studio, from the old studio. So we got him home. He, I would say, have a reversal of fortune. I think of everything he had all day.
Yeah. Right?
And I left him on the floor.
And we went out.
Sounds horrible now.
I know.
Then we went out to a bar.
Yeah.
Right? And then we came back.
We walked too.
Hey, for the record, he was fine when I left.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? You guys let him keep drinking after I left. Because I wouldn't let him get that drunk.
Yeah. Oh,
we got out of there. So that's all on you guys.
Well, back then, weed was not legal.
That is correct.
So.
We had medicinal.
Right. Yeah. Was we did.
Did we have that yet?
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
We were one of the, I think we're like the third or fourth state to get medicinal back in 98, right when I first started.
I'm curious, as a police officer, now a DRE, which is a drug recognition expert.
Yes, sir.
Me too. I'm just not a cop.
Yeah.
But so when they legalize weed, just from a law enforcement point of view, is that like, thank God they finally did it? Or is it like, Jesus Christ, here we go again?
When they did it with just the state, it made it difficult because we get federal grants from stuff. So there's some fine lines that we have to work with, work within. So that made it difficult. There's also not enough studies out there to really understand how weed we kind of understand how weed works in the body. But if we could do some more studies, that peer-reviewed studies that could then show the rest of the world how it actually works, it would make it a lot easier for people to accept what we do.
Right.
Because it does work. Our tests work. They work fine for cannabis. I know there's a dozen. I know one of your DUIOA guy, he advertises here. He's going to say they don't work. They're not. They do. And just think how many crimes are out there that we actually give them a test right after we arrest them to let them prove that they're not guilty.
Is there a time frame on that? So, like we had a caller today talking about I did drugs the other day. But what? Okay, maybe I'd smoked weed last night. I get pulled over for speeding, I don't know, the following morning.
On weed, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, or whatever, you know.
But, I figure doing 35 on I-5.
Hypothetical. But you know what I'm saying? Like, is that still, obviously it's going to stay in my system for 30 days anyway. So, Jake, can you bust me? Do you know right away?
Yeah. Well, one of the big things is we talk about in our in the DRE program is is onset and duration. It's typically, weed has about 3 hours, effects peaking around 30 minutes.
Okay.
Just you having carboxy THC, which is the metabolite, like let's say you had been, hadn't smoked for several hours, you get arrested for DUI for some reason, and you have carboxy THC in your system, not the psychoactive Delta 9 THC in your system. That's not going to be something that, that's not, carboxy is not something that's going to be psychoactive, that's going to get you that conviction.
Okay. All right. It'll be in my system. In other words, you know, I've smoked it. It just it's not relevant.
It's not affecting me right now.
Some of that too is misconceptions. I mean, I think it's kind of like an old like wives' tale that if you smoke weed, it's going to be in your system for 30 days, and so kids stop smoking weed so their parents don't threaten to test their urine.
Yeah, exactly. You get that from Amazon and
Because like when we do our test, if somebody hasn't smoked for 12 hours, most of the carboxy is probably going to be gone from their system as well, and they're going to have just whatever drugs or alcohol was in their system when they were arrested for that DUI.
Do you think we'll ever get to a point where, like, you can go online and look up charts with your weight, height, male, female? Like, do you think that it will ever get to a point with weed where it's like, I know if I go to
a
bar.
He's fat enough, there's no way he's
on. Well, I'm just saying, I know if I have two beers, I'm not going to be over the limit.
Yeah.
But I don't know with weed.
So weed is one of those things where the limit isn't really applicable because weed is not water soluble, it's fat soluble. So actually the blood results that we get back aren't really indicative of impairment. It's just this kind of arbitrary number that the legislature had put up at 5 nanograms per deciliter of blood. Really, impairment is impairment. It's one of those big things where we try to go out there, we do these tests that John was talking about, and we show that the person was affected by this drug. Right now, even smoking a little bit, if you take one hit, your THC in your blood is going to be above that per se limit.
It's the same if you smoke the whole joint, essentially.
Yes.
I mean, you might be more effed up, but you still got it in your system, and it's still affecting you.
And the big thing, well, not necessarily, right? So, because there's no real correlation between THC in your blood and impairment. It hasn't been shown. It's just proof that it's in there. We have to, through our tests, through our observations, and through your driving behavior, have to prove that you were affected by THC.
How similar are those tests to a DUI stop?
Extremely similar. So we have our battery of three SFSTs that are standardized and validated. That's going to be our HGN, our walk and turn, and one leg stand. We'll have people that we suspect may be on a cannabis DUI perform those tests. In addition to some other tests, we have the modified Romberg balance test, which is kind of standing there with your head tilted back, eyes closed. We're going to have you estimate 30 seconds in your head. That's one good way. And
People would crush that.
Everyone should be practicing this.
One thing we could do in radio, man, we are very, very good estimators of time.
Yeah, we can poop in like 2 minutes.
Oh, there you go. Hey, well,
we know.
That's a skill. But also,
I know you don't think it is. It's joking. But I mean, we get this down to a science. You know, we've got 3 minutes left in the commercial break. I can squeeze this one out.
Oh, well, when I'm in there for like 30 minutes with the smartphone. You know, like my wife's banging on the door telling me, get out. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use
and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
One of the things as well, it's not just that estimation of 30 seconds. It's our observations of the person. So there are things called eyelid tremors or flutters that are really prevalent in somebody with cannabis usage. We have this study right here that was done in 2016 called we call it affectionately the 302 study. They compared 302 DRE evaluations to 302 non-impaired evaluations of people. They came back with people under the influence or who had consumed cannabis, something like 60%, 58% had eyelid tremors. So that's one indicator of for us. Again, it's not that we're going to hang our coat on that one thing, but that is a big indicator to us. Yeah. Yes. And then also circular sway or sway from left to right, a higher percentage of people who have consumed cannabis were exhibiting those as opposed to those who were not. So there are several different, it's not just that time estimation. Because sometimes we get guys who are like drummers. Those dudes can keep time no matter how high they get. It's right, crazy. Yeah.
That's all they can do though.
Yeah. And then we have our finger to nose test, which is our additional test.
Drummers. Can't stay in a band, but they can pass this test.
That's true. Thanks for the pizza is what we said.
Yeah, if a machine can do your job, I'm just kidding. Yeah. No shade on drummers. But and then we have our finger to nose test, which again, it's kind of, we have them stand back with their head tilted back like that, eyes closed. We're going to have them touch the tip of their finger to the tip of their nose and bring it back down. Now, that is one where it's actually been shown to be the most effective in being predictive of THC.
I can believe that.
Because finding the tip of your nose, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what about the, we talked about this earlier, and this could be for alcohol. I don't know if you guys do it with cannabis also. And we believe this is grossly unfair only because we can't do it sober, which is the alphabet backwards.
Is that one?
We do not do that, no.
All right, thank you.
Actually,
thank you.
What we ask is, can you say the alphabet without singing? Or we'll give them, like, can you say the alphabet from D to, you know, Z or whatever? We'll have them start in a weird spot without singing. And the drunk people, most of the time, they'll get D, E, F.
Then LMNO rather than not even a letter.
Yeah, what if they sang the song but not the alphabet song? A B C D F G H I.
Change it up.
Yeah, they get a round of applause and a pair of bracelets.
That was great. Getting a patrol car.
Yeah. As far as people who are driving, you know, like when you think about people who are smoking weed, I don't think about them going 90 miles an hour. No. You know, but I'm sure it happens.
That's the misconception, actually. Okay. Though, right. Is because the number one reason that in this 302 study, and anecdotally I can speak to as a DUI officer, and so can John, but speeding is the number one reason we stop cannabis impaired drivers. It's not actually going slow. That's one thing we had talked about, and I always bring it up whenever I teach classes on this, is a lot of times we think because of those old ads back in the day, if you remember back in like 01, it's like, they're at the drive-thru, 15 cheeseburgers, and they got smoke billowing out of the car, and the little girl. And it's like, oh, yeah, you go, like, you're all slow, you know, Cheech and Chong. Like, all this, that was all part of, like, the culture, like, sinking into the couch. Mm-hmm. Actually, speeding is the number one reason we stop cannabis-impaired drivers.
What's the percentage compared, if you're impaired? I mean, is alcohol still the majority of those?
As far as like speeding,
well, just as far as you know, if you're going to have a green DUI or an alcohol related one, are the numbers even similar, or is there a higher percentage of one than the other?
They're probably getting similar, but one of the big things is our training and officers being able to readily recognize cannabis impairment as opposed to alcohol. Alcohol is pretty easy because if you get way too drunk,
it's obvious,
it's very obvious. Mm, cannabis is one where somebody can be impaired and an officer just isn't well trained enough because. Cannabis detection and drug detection in our driving population is more of an advanced class that we teach after our 3-day SFST class. It's a class called A-Ride, Advanced Roadside Impaired Driver Evaluation.
You guys have the sexiest terms for these classes.
I know, right? Yeah.
Both of those are a reason to search the vehicle, correct?
As
far as if you think someone's impaired either way, drunk, high, whatever, is that?
Well, yeah, not really, not anymore. Arizona v. Gantt was a big case law that kind of restricted our ability to be able to search a vehicle, like search incident to arrest. Now, if we do have stuff in plain view, things like that, there are other reasons. Typically, though, when it comes to just like a cannabis DUI or drug or a alcohol DUI, we can just take photos of the evidence that's in there. I mean, a picture, we don't need the bong. I get a picture.
Do you guys have pictures on your Axios cams of, you know, guy with the joint behind his ear going, no, I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my favorite is like when I arrest a guy for you know, green DUI and they got shake all over the front of their chest and they're like, I haven't smoked in hours. It's been hours. I'm like, what's that on your chest? And like, it so easily brushes away. It's like, okay, you've just been laying there dormant for however long.
So we used to work with a guy years ago, right? And this guy, we worked on him for years. And we're like, dude, there's no way you don't get high. And he's like, but, babe, I do not smoke. It is unprofessional. But that was always his answer, all right?
He's a roller skating champion.
He's a roller skating disco champion of Maryland 1978. You do the math. Anyway, we kept asking, we're like, dude, seriously, you must smoke. Because we were notorious for getting stoned. He's like, babe, it's just not something I do. I've done it before, but it's just not something. I've done it like 10 years or some crap. So he meets us at the bar later that night. He has this sticky ass nug stuck in his hair.
Yeah, I mean, it's just and big, we were like, green, bro, right bud. Like,
so you bringing up these people, I'm like, he would be the guy like, babe, I haven't smoked in a while. Is it because you're looking for the bud in your hair or what?
Officers John Huber, Jake Masterson, we're gonna take a commercial break, as they say. and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk to you again.
Oh, great.
Probably ask some of the similar questions we already asked. I'm not sure what's going to happen, but you listen to these commercials, you see. Uh-huh. And then when we come back, we're going to have another conversation. Is that fair?
Maybe do some tests.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.